President Truman's press conference of 28 August 1952.
I have no announcements to make.
Mr. President, the American Legion has asked you to oust Secretary of State Acheson. I wonder what comment you can make on that.
Well, if the young boys who got up that resolution and passed it by a silent vote had the responsibility of furnishing the United States with a Secretary of State, they undoubtedly would, with the responsibility, appoint the best man for the job in the United States, and that's Dean Acheson.
Then your answer, I would assume, is no.
Well, I can't. The answer that I would make to him is not printable, so I have nothing more to say.
Your answer is the one you made.
I made the answer, Tony. That doesn't need any elaboration. Fire.
About a month ago, Senator Williams of Delaware sent you a letter pointing out that he'd asked to look at some tax cases and the Bureau of Internal Revenue refused, saying that you'd have to have your permission. And he asked for your permission in that letter. Are you going to do anything about it?
Which he didn't get and which he won't.
You're not going to give him permission?
Well, of course not.
One more, Mr. President. At a press conference the other day, Adlai Stevenson said that the quote, mass, unquote, war in Washington had been proved. Do you agree with him?
No comment. You didn't get what you wanted, did you?
President, I have two questions.
Fire away.
The first place, did Congressman Beckwith today ask you for a job?
Congressman Beckwith is in to talk to me about some things that affected the campaign in Texas.
I see, sir. But his other question concerns the campaign in Texas in a way. Senator Lyndon Johnson issued a statement today in which he said he would support the nominees of the party, and he added for Texans that he thought they had stood to lose more by deserting their Democratic colleagues than they would gain by going with the Republicans. What would you say on that?
I'm glad there are still a lot of good Democrats in Texas.
Possible to roll back the Iron Curtain to the borders of the Soviet Union without using force?
I will answer that question at a later date. I can't answer it today.
Mr. President, did you approve the trip that I ran with Mr. Jones, the oil man?
It did not need any approval at all. He came in and talked to me about going there, and got it. An American has a right to go anywhere he pleases.
Well, did you
if you can get the visa for it.
Did you ask him to make a report to you?
I asked him to do nothing.
Mr. President, I lost the individual's identity that you're talking about when I was taking...
Mr. Jones of the City Service Company. He's chairman of the board. And a very fine man, by the way.
You happen to know his first name, sir?
No, I don't.
Tell y'all.
I don't happen to know his first name.
Do you believe Governor Stevenson's stand on the Thailand issue has in any way endangered the Democratic victory in Louisiana or Texas?
No, I don't. Didn't do me any harm. Before Texas, I carried Texas by more than 2-1. There are a great. You people don't understand this situation in Texas or Louisiana or anywhere else in the South. There are a great many people down there who do not own oil wells and who are not multimillionaires, and they will vote the Democratic ticket.
But sir, wasn't the Supreme Court decision that come down after the 48 election?
I don't know, but I made my stand perfectly clear on Tidelands long before that. Long before that.
Mr. President, you still have hope of a peaceful settlement in Korea?
I do.
I wonder if I could ask you if I could use a rather rough phrase. Do you plan to give anybody hell on your trip to Milwaukee and back?
You'll just have to find that out as we go along, Tony. I never have done that, you to the contrary notwithstanding.
President, any kind of a secret plan or any kind of a plan for ending the Korean War?
There is not. All the cards are on the table, published in the newspapers every day, in toto.
Senate committee today reported that our buildup of aircraft, military aircraft, has been slow and been bungled. Do you have any comment on the buildup?
I haven't read the report, and I can't comment on it.
Mr. President, are you going to make some whistle stop talks on the way to or from Milwaukee?
You'll be notified of that in time, too, Tony. Everything will be in order.
Well, one other question. Have you heard of Colonel McCormick's bolting the Republican Party? Do you think that increases?
Yes, indeed. I'm going to give that all the encouragement possible. He's trying to pull an 1852 on us. When the Whig Party went out of business, he's doing his best to put the Republican Party out of business. How's that?
How are you going to encourage that, Mr. President?
Well, I think it's a good thing for the Republican Party to have a few things stirred up in it, and it helps the Democrats. That's what I'm interested in.
Mr. President, do you think the Republican Party will meet in the same place as the Whigs did in 1952?
I can't make any prophecies. I never pretended to be a prophet or a pollster either. But I can guess pretty well. What's that?
I just observed he ran a general a couple of times. Didn't work out so well, I hear.
I don't make any prophecies on political affairs. I've been at it too long. See, I've been in elected public office practically 30 years. I've had nearly every office from the county, the state, and the nation. And never had one that I really wanted, and I never had one that I ever let them take away from me. So I think that's a pretty good record.
We didn't catch the question over here, sir.
Oh, it was just a comment. There wasn't any question.
President, to go back to the Korean question, can you give some indication?
There'll be no more comment on Korea. You needn't ask me any more questions on it.
You wouldn't say about the basis?
I make no comment. No comment. I've said what I think, and that's enough. You running out of soap?
I'm all right. But I think that after any time in the past, you have publicly held out hope to the people behind the Iron Curtain that it would be rolled back.
No comment.
Anything we've overlooked, Mr. President?
I don't believe there is, Bob. If I could think of anything, well, I'd give it to you.
Thank you.